This is a special month in terms of stroke awareness. Stroke Awareness Month running right through to the end. I want to speak to a lady called Jenny Hylands. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Jenny, you understand stroke. You are a lecturer in speech and language therapy at the University of Ulster, but you can tell us your stroke story.
Okay, Frank. Yes, back in November 2012, I was lecturing away at Jordanstown. I'd specialised in stroke. It was actually my specialist subject, and I was training speech and language therapy students in stroke for a number of years. I was feeling perfectly well and very suddenly lost complete power on my left-hand side and had a brain hemorrhage, which actually turned out then to be a stroke. It was a hemorrhagic stroke in the end, so the brain hemorrhage turned into a stroke. So that was pretty mind-blowing for me. It affected me physically, so I lost my whole whole left-hand side of my body. My left arm and my left leg were weakened. I couldn't walk initially, and indeed after spending a few weeks in ICU in the Royal Hospital, I ended up coming home in a wheelchair.
This must have been incredibly, incredibly life-changing for someone who was on the crest of the wave, Jenny.
Absolutely. I mean, I had an 18-year-old daughter and a 21-year-old daughter at the time as well. So, and I think having worked in stroke before I even went to the university, whenever I became a lecturer, I'd worked in stroke before that in the hospitals around Belfast. And I think, yes, I was riding on the crest of a wave at the top of my career, and suddenly, overnight, my life changed.
And since this, you've actually been able to get involved in some sort of special gymnasium, is that right?
Well, what I've been doing is that after my physiotherapy finished, it was basically, well, you know, you might improve a little bit more, you might not. So my younger daughter, who was passionate about hockey and still is, and my older daughter too, plays, they went to the gym regularly. And it was through them that my younger daughter said to me, "Mum, you really need to go to the gym and strengthen your joints, you know, because obviously when you get to be 70 or 80, you know, your joints are going to be really poor." So she got me interested in going to the gym. So I started to explore what I could do in the gym. And really, through several really good personal trainers, I discovered I could do an awful lot in the gym. So for the gym, for me, was a real rescue. I think mentally, physically, and socially, the gym really gave me an outlet. Obviously, gym experiences for most people are intimidating to start with. And I think, Frank, that's what I found most difficult to begin with, actually getting into the gym.
And did you, you know, when you took on the going in and embracing it, did you set up some form of scheme of your own?
Well, what I did was I worked, because obviously I knew the stroke background and I knew the theory behind stroke recovery, having lectured in it and having very good colleagues here at the University of Ulster as well, who I'd worked with for years, who were physiotherapists. What I did was I actually decided to look at some of the theory that existed around trying different functional aims in the gym, so actually looking at what my arm and leg could actually do. While that might sound quite strange to a lot of people, functionally, in terms of rehab after stroke, it is really important that you get your arm moving again. Your leg, you will obviously try and walk because you need to walk or you want to walk, but your arm, you can do most things with your right arm, you know, with one arm, but so your left arm, if you like, becomes a bit redundant. In my case, it was my left. So actually looking at equipment that could move my left arm in the gym using pulleys and cables and all sorts of things that normal people use in the gym, normally able people use in the gym, was a revelation, really. So I kind of explored this a bit more and went to do some research in England, which the Stroke Association funded. Just a couple of months ago there, I went over to see the Arnie Foundation in England, which has been set up for a number of years now to look at how the gym can further help stroke survivors regain their mobility again and regain their strength again following stroke.
And you'd recommend people, just briefly, you'd recommend people to get involved in gym if they can at all post-stroke?
Yes, well, what we're doing is actually we're setting up, I'm heading up a project at the minute to set up a dedicated neuro gym in Northern Ireland, which is looking like it might be based at Platinum Fitness in Queen's Physical Education Centre. So we actually have a basis for this now. We're looking for funding around it, public funding too, but this is going to be a safe space for stroke survivors to come initially and work with PTs who are qualified in actually rehabilitation, specifically qualified. And to ensure this, we're working with physiotherapists as well, so this is going to be a really good project. So this has been my if you like. I work as well. I have another job as well, but this is my, I do this job voluntarily at the moment. This is my passion to set up this gym in Northern Ireland. This will be the first in the UK, actually.
Well, if it comes to pass, we'll certainly have to see what's involved in it, Jenny. And if people want to find out more about the project, just briefly, do you have a web presence that they can visit?
We don't have at the minute, so I'm happy if people want to contact the show afterwards or email you, that I will. You can pass on my email to them initially, and I will put them in touch with the right people.
Okay. Jenny, thank you very much indeed. Jenny Hylands, who's a specialist in talking about stroke and dealing with people who've had speech and language difficulties as a result of stroke, and then has the experience herself and now creating this neuro gym. Talking to Jenny today as part of Stroke Awareness Month. Good morning to you if you've been affected in any way by stroke. Our thoughts obviously very much with you. Right, this is the U105 phone-in. Jenny, thank you.